effective. I'm Serena Marshall, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 10 and 15. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-40s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. As we head into Wednesday, cloudy skies could see a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 46. Right now, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say the bodies of two men were found inside a home in rural Rice County that law enforcement had surrounded following the shooting of the Rice County Sheriff and Undersheriff. Authorities have not identified the bodies and say no one else was inside the home. A suspect in the shooting of the Rice County Sheriff and Undersheriff yesterday afternoon has been identified as 37-year-old David Madden. Undersheriff Chad Murphy was shot in the neck around 5:10 during a traffic stop across the street from the Sonic in Sterling. Shortly after, Rice County Sheriff's deputies tracked Madden to a residence southeast of Raymond, where Sheriff Brian Evans was shot in the leg during a shootout. Both officers were hospitalized. Murphy listed in critical condition, Evans treated for his leg injury, and listed in good condition. Kansas lawmakers have tightened the financial requirements for a license to operate a nursing home. This after state regulators were forced to take over 22 struggling nursing homes in the state last year. Mid-America Network News.
Crop producers, you know you can produce a higher crop yield while reducing the impact on valuable natural resources, including water supplies and soil, with the proper nutrition and management. Tyree Ag partners with AgroLiquid Fertilizers and Pioneer Seed with the goal of prospering the farmer while safeguarding the environment. Tyree Ag offers quality aerial and ground applications, precision ag services, and a broad selection of crop protection and biostimulant products serving South Central Kansas and Northwest Oklahoma. Visit Tyree Ag today at TyreeAg.com.
You're busy working. Now get busy saving. It's easy at your authorized Bobcat dealer, White Star Machinery. For a limited time, we're offering cashback rebates up to $13,000 on new Bobcat excavators. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 48 months with approved credit. And we'll give you up to $8,000 back. Don't miss these limited time offers with cashback and 0% financing. Stop by your local White Star or call 866-587-7442 today.
White Star, get the job done.
Authorities say a 57-year-old man was killed when his pickup truck went off a southeast Kansas highway and rolled into a ditch over the weekend. The accident happened shortly before 5 o'clock Sunday evening on Kansas Highway 99, about 7 miles north of Sedan. The Kansas Highway Patrol says a Ford Ranger was southbound when it went off the roadway, slid, and rolled into the east ditch. The driver, 57-year-old Terrence Liker of Eureka Springs, was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Cleanup was underway yesterday in parts of eastern Kansas after storms blew through over the weekend. Crews say a microburst may be the cause of a train derailment near Matfield Green in Chase County on Monday. KBOE reports it happened sometime Monday morning on the overpass above Kansas Highway 177. 21 cars total involved. No injuries reported with the derailment. The Miami County Sheriff's Office also had a video showing debris hanging off a church that its roof had blown off, along with toppled gravestones in the church's cemetery. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say a wrong-way driver and another person died in a chain reaction collision on I-80 near Milford in eastern Nebraska. The state patrol says a sport utility vehicle was eastbound in the westbound lanes last night when it struck a westbound pickup truck. The pickup then hit a westbound semi-trailer. The patrol says the SUV and pickup drivers were pronounced deceased at the scene. The semi's driver was not injured and no names have yet been released. A Nebraska legislative committee is nearly finished with its proposal to lower property taxes by raising other taxes and boosting state aid to kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. Members of the revenue committee continued debate on their package, but it's not clear whether every member will support it. Senator Lou Anne Linehan, the committee's chairwoman, says she hopes to vote on it today. The package would reduce property taxes by an average of 20%, although the exact amount would vary. Mid-America Network News.
You're busy working. Now get busy saving. It's easy at your authorized Bobcat dealer, White Star Machinery. For a limited time, we're offering cashback rebates up to $13,000 on new Bobcat excavators. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 48 months with approved credit. And we'll give you up to $8,000 back. Don't miss these limited time offers with cashback and 0% financing. Stop by your local White Star or call 866-587-7442.
Here's some simple math for you. Chevy cars and trucks just cost less at Countryside Motors in Wellington. You want the best price on a Silverado in Kansas or Oklahoma? Check out Countryside Motors in Wellington. Are you looking for that perfect SUV? They have the great selection of Buick Enclaves, Envisions, and Encores, again, at the best prices anywhere. Countryside Motors in Wellington. Folks, it's simple math. For the best prices on cars and trucks, check out Countryside Motors in Wellington. Online at countrysidemotors.net. Simple math. Best prices. Come on out to the country and save. Countryside Motors in Wellington, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and heard from the county councilor a review of contracts previously signed for the jail project. No penalty would be due the construction manager if the project were terminated. However, the architect's contract would be more involved. Both will be in attendance to discuss the project at the May 13th meeting at 10 a.m. It was suggested the sheriff report to the commissioners each week to provide updates on the process and progress. Public Works Administrator advised that work would begin on the asphalt overlay in Bremen. Final numbers are being drawn up for repairs on the Waterville Bridge, which could run $175,000, and a review of the Youngerberg Bridge on the Washington County line is planned. Work is to be scheduled on the Okito Road Bridge. Approval is being sought through KDHE for a new pit at the transfer station for construction waste. Retroactive approval was granted for three applications for neighborhood revitalization projects in Marshall County, whose applications were apparently overlooked in the county clerk's office. Deputy Clerk Sandy Wilson submitted those dating back to last fall. She discovered them in the absence of County Clerk Sonia Stowes, who is pending a State Bureau of Investigation inquiry. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and met with a contractor regarding water leaking in the courthouse basement and repair options. A resolution adopting an inclement weather policy for county employees was approved. Discussion regarding jail costs in Gage County were prompted with a transfer of $170,000 in additional monies from the general fund by the Board of Supervisors. As well as a spike in inmate numbers, additional cost for inmate medical care, staff time, and expense of housing prisoners at other facilities have contributed. Supervisors questioned if operational changes may be in order. Law enforcement spending this year was capped and remained at the same level as last year. Consideration is being given not rehiring a jail director after that individual recently resigned to accept a position as Wymore Police Chief. Current staff would share those responsibilities. Detail of expenses forcing the funds transfer have been requested. A gubernatorial veto of a proposed half-cent sales tax in Gage County to fund expenses related to the Beatrice 6 judgment could be overridden, having passed on a 43-6 vote. The bill introduced by Senator Myron Dorn was an effort to alleviate the tax burden on property owners through a property tax. Governor Pete Ricketts urged sustaining his veto, citing the break in tradition of allowing a county board to enact the tax without voter approval. The matter is referred back to the unicameral. Nemahal County Commissioners met twice last week in public hearings for input regarding the term sheet proposed by NextEra Energy for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm project. The county will soon be accepting requests for dust control along rock roads through Nemahal County. Calvin Wilgers, age 93, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the church cemetery.
Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Calvin Wilders. Irene L. Hicks, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Irene Hicks. Mary Bell Trigoning, age 89, of Barnes, formerly of Waterville, passed away March 22nd. Graveside interment service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Antioch Cemetery, southwest of Frankfort. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mary Bell Trigoning. Dolores June Brabick, age 91, of Washington, passed away April 23rd. A funeral service is planned Friday, May 10th at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Again, the service May 10th. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for June Brabick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, spaghetti with meat sauce, garlic bread, asparagus, and pineapple. Tomorrow, chili, a cinnamon roll, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville High Golf Team will host meet, weather permitting, this afternoon. High school track teams at Nemahal Central. Boys baseball team will host Concordia, and the softball team will host Concordia. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Very wet weather over the next several days as we have a low pressure system that has stalled out across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. And behind that, we have an upper level system. Again, can't go anywhere because of the stalled low pressure system at the surface. So expect to see rain and thunderstorms on and off for today all the way through Thursday before finally the system will move off towards the east. And we'll finally see some sunshine and dry weather Thursday afternoon continuing into Friday. Otherwise, we'll continue to see temperatures anywhere in the 50s and 60s. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies, occasional showers and thunderstorms mid-50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 10 and 15. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, once again, showers and thunderstorms at 46 degrees. That's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late April 71, record high on this date 95 in 1987. The average low 49, the record low is 31 in 1892. Sunset this evening 8:14, sunrise in the morning at 6:25. A cloudy overcast with some very light showers in the air this morning, 42 degrees with a light north-northeast wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 30th of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Sixers pull one back and some late heroics for the Blues. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Sixers took Game 2 in Toronto to tie that series against the Raptors.
Butler in the lane, slices in on Siakam, got it, up and good, and a foul! Jimmy Butler scores the ball! He is taking over!
On WPEN, final score 94-89. Jimmy Butler with a double-double, 30 points, 11 boards. The Denver Nuggets took a 1-0 series lead over the Trailblazers with a 121-113 win.
Top of the key over to Nikola Jokic. Jokic gets a Murray pick and shoots a three. That one rattled in.
On KKFN, Nikola Jokic finished with 37 points. The Blues ice the Stars 4-3 thanks to a late goal from Pat Maroon.
In behind the net, Maroon in open. He scores! Pat Maroon! He's put it in! And the Blues have taken a 4-3 lead. Minute 38 to go in the third period. What a play by Maroon!
On KMOX, the Blues lead the series 2-1. Let's try that again. 3-2-1. The Blues lead the series 2-1. More NBA news. Rockets guard Chris Paul was fined $35,000 for making contact with an official during Monday's loss to the Warriors. Paul was ejected from the game after bumping into referee Josh Tiven while arguing a foul call. The Red Sox ride a 6-run inning for a 9-4 victory over the A's.
Ground ball back up the middle. Base hit. One run scores Martinez. Here's Bogarts. He will score. Michael Chavis comes through, and the Red Sox have the lead.
On WEEI, rookie Michael Chavis drove in 3 runs. Ahiri Adrianza powered the Twins to a 1-0 win over the Astros.
And the 3-2 pitch, a blast to right field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Twins lead 1-0. Adrianza homers.
On WCCO, the Twins now have won 4 straight. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Army Corps of Engineers caught some heat from lawmakers and many witnesses at a field hearing held in Glenwood, Iowa. The hearing called because of concerns over how the Corps manages floodwaters along the Missouri River. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst chairs the Environment and Public Works Committee. She convened the hearing a month after floodwaters hit states like Iowa, Nebraska, and other surrounding states hard. Repeating complaints at the hearing centered on concerns that other priorities dominated the Corps management plans of the Missouri River. Report says Major General Scott Spellman of the Army Corps of Engineers said the number one priority of the Corps is the operation of life and public safety. But Iowa farmer Leo Edelman said changes in 2004 to how the Corps manages the Missouri River actually causing more flooding. You see, part of the 2004 changes included the Missouri River Recovery Plan. That's meant to help recover habitat for endangered fish and birds. During the hearing, Ernst said she believes the Corps puts too much emphasis on environmental protection over protecting the lives and property of people. Growth Energy announcing a new partnership with the National Association of Ag Educators to help promote biofuels in high school classrooms across the country. In the first industry-supported biofuel curriculum and designed to provide students with a guided in-classroom experience, it provides tools to ag educators to help them provide students with an array of technical skills and historical knowledge about biofuels. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said the one-of-a-kind curriculum offers students a glimpse into the innovation world of biofuels. Said they're excited to show high school students the role that STEM education plays in the nation's agriculture and biofuels sectors. Ag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Craig Mead. USDA Market Facilitation Program was designed to help producers offset losses because of trade disruptions, and part of the application process for producers who want to take part in the MFP program payments is proof of crop yield for 2018. However, as USDA Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says,
much of these crops are still in there. It's amazing to think about the 1st of May, 2018 crops still in the field. We know what the weather patterns have been. We know what the blizzards have done. I'm just hoping those people can get a yield out of there.
So the USDA has offered up an extension on the deadline to prove crop yield.
Where we can, we try to be responsive, and that was something that we wanted to do and let people know.
The original deadline was May 1st. The new extended deadline is now May 17th for producers to prove crop yield for 2018 in order to take part in the market facilitation payment program. Soil temperature report brought to you by the Kansas Corn Growers Association and Abilene Machine. Ag producers around the country depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at the lowest possible prices. Call 800-255-0337 for new, remanufactured, and recycled parts for planters and drills, tractors, combines, and more, or order online at AbilineMachine.com. Still looking at some 30-degree readings across Nebraska, but Kansas is almost exclusively in the 51, 52, and 53-degree range, even warmer in the southeastern sections of the state. The northern tier of counties in Oklahoma all checking in at 55 and 56 degrees in the west, and 58, 59, and 60 degrees in the east. So soil temperatures have sufficiently warmed here across at least the southern part of the Central Plains. Soil temperature report brought to you by the Kansas Corn Growers Association and Abilene Machine on Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
At Starseed, premium alfalfa seed has long been a pillar in our forage lineup. Our A100 varieties are exceptionally high yielding over a broad range of soils. Choose from our exclusive blends of A100, A100 Premium, or A100 Grazer. Visit GoStarSeed.com to see our full list of alfalfa varieties or give us a call at 800-782-7311 to order your alfalfa seed today.
Crop producers, you know you can produce a higher crop yield while reducing the impact on valuable natural resources, including water supplies and soil, with the proper nutrition and management. Tyree Ag partners with AgroLiquid Fertilizers and Pioneer Seed with the goal of prospering the farmer while safeguarding the environment. Tyree Ag offers quality aerial and ground applications, precision ag services, and a broad selection of crop protection and biostimulant products serving South Central Kansas and Northwest Oklahoma. Visit Tyree Ag today at TyreeAg.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Well, things have certainly gotten interesting in China with the African swine fever and the resulting impact on soybean demand. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
The Chinese trade standoff has taken on a new dimension. While American soybean producers have been waiting for the president to undo the damage done by the tariff war with the Chinese and allow the export of piles and piles of 2018 soybeans, along comes the African swine fever. It is hitting China hard. Estimates of up to 200 million pigs dying or being destroyed before it's under control. That, according to David Hightower of the Hightower Report, would mean fewer hogs to feed and less need for American soybeans.
Yeah, I mean, and they're dumping pork on the market now, so it's a double whammy when it comes to the short term. But I think that over the long term, they're going to have to rebuild it, and they're going to have to eat something in the interim. And as for trade, it's not necessarily how much they buy from us, it's how much do they buy overall. So I think, and the markets are futures. So we've already factored that into prices, and maybe we'll finish factoring that in the next month.
Is David bearish on the soybean market? He is, but he doesn't think it's all gloom and doom.
I'm bearish soybeans. I don't have the dire projections, and I would even suggest that I really think that the market has done more than enough factoring of this. And we've had now two cycles in which we expected record supply. So I really think that the low prices take place at the period of high supply, and we're already generally looking forward through this crop and expecting a large crop.
Turning to corn, the wet and cool spring has kept a lot of planters parked across the Midwest. Any intel from David Hightower about the weather forecast and potential impact on the corn markets?
You know, on one hand, we've become so used to getting it in really early, and it would seem like there's a lot of threats with flooding, wet, cold, etc. But the trade's already factored in a good crop year. So it's kind of a collision of reality and expectation. So I don't know. I have to go with the odds, and I have to say we usually get it in. What's the statistic? We can get 55% in a week or something like that. So the odds suggest that's why I would hedge corn in the short term. because they'll probably get it in.
David Hightower of the Hightower Report. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow, bred heifer, and breeding bull sale on Wednesday, May the 1st, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on the bulls. This sale will feature many high-quality spring and fall calving, young cow-calf pairs, fall-bred heifers and young cows, mature cow-calf pairs, and 30 Angus, Simmental, Polled Hereford, Charlet, and Balancer bulls that will be from 15 to 26 months of age. A few consignments include 44 Big Fancy, Gentle, Black, and Black-White-Faced fall calving first calf heifers. They'll have big fall calves by side, and the cows will be bred back for September-October calves. We'll have 110 Black-White-Faced Red Angus and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 90-day-old calves by side, 75 AI-sired, Kefid vaccinated Angus, plus 10 Red Angus fall-bred first calf heifers for September-October calving, 61 Angus and Sim-Angus fall-bred first calf heifers bred to Angus bulls for September. September calves, 27 Gardner Angus calf-fed vaccinated second calf heifers be bred to Angus bulls for September calves, 150 black-white-faced and Hereford cows will be 3 years older with 30 to 90-day-old calves beside, 250 black-white-faced cows 3 to 7 years old that will be bred to Angus bulls for fall calves. We'll also be selling 37 choice calf-fed vaccinated Angus replacement heifers. We'll have more bred cows and pairs of all breeds by sale time. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, May the 1st, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Could be in for a round or two of showers today, tonight. A very light shower activity this morning across the area. Heavier showers, thunderstorms confined the southeast corner of Kansas. Little winter mix as you head further north, though, up into northwest Nebraska. 42 degrees this hour, like northeast wind. We'll warm only into the lower to middle 50s on a cooler day ahead today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Tommy Pham, Yandy Diaz, and G-Man Choi each drove in a pair of runs as the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Royals 8-5 yesterday. Yanni Chirinos improved to 4-0 by earning the win in relief of effective opener Ryan Stanek. Brad Keller took the loss for Kansas City in his first game since serving a five-game suspension for his role in a fracas with the White Sox. The Royals continue their series with the Rays this evening. First pitch at Kauffman Stadium set for 7:15 tonight. The New York Giants say cornerback Corey Ballantyne, who was shot Sunday in Topeka, is recovering and will join the team for its mini camp this weekend. Ballantyne was injured and his best friend, Dwayne Simmons, was killed while attending a party after hours after Ballantyne was drafted Saturday by the Giants in the sixth round of the draft. Mid-America Network Sports.
Listen carefully, Kansas and Oklahoma farmers.
We're the Tractor Girls from Schmidt & Sons.
Would you like to put some extra money in the bank this harvest and get the most out of your gleaner combine for greater yields?
Of course you would. Then reserve your spot at one of our upcoming gleaner combine clinics. We will be focusing on gleaner R62 through S98, and you will learn how to limit your grain loss, what to do to get a cleaner bin sample, and what is the proper cylinder speed for certain crops.
You will also learn how to set the chaffer, sieve, and fan, and how to get your grain in the bin, not on the ground.
An AGCO representative will be the presenter and be able to answer any questions you might have about your gleaner combine.
Whether you currently own a gleaner or would just like to learn more about them, we would love to see you at one of our clinics. In Mount Hope on April 29th, in Winfield on April 30th, and our new clinic location in Billings, Oklahoma on May 2nd.
The event starts at 6 p.m. with a meal and the clinic at 6:30.
RSVP requested by calling either location of Schmidt & Sons or register at schmidtinc.com.
Topeka Police Chief Bill Cochran says Washburn University football teammates Dwayne Simmons and Corey Ballantyne were, quote, in the wrong place at the wrong time, end quote, when they were shot at an off-campus house party. Simmons died early Sunday morning. Ballantyne, who the New York Giants drafted hours before the shooting, suffered injuries that were not life-threatening. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Simmons and Ballantyne were among about 50 people at that party when gunfire broke out. An Iowa philanthropist has given $5 million to Drake University in what the school says is the largest non-capital gift ever to a women's basketball program. Drake officials announced the gift yesterday from Susie Glazer-Burt, a member of the university's board of trustees. Drake didn't release specifics about how the gift would be used, but said some would endow the head coaching position and some would enhance support for students. That's a quick Tuesday glimpse of sports on the Mid-America Network.
Do you routinely set aside unwanted household items for donation? Some charitable thoughts for our four-legged friends today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.